Good morning, everybody. Welcome right around the country to what is, in fact, the House of Wellness. Might have just played the wrong little jingle there. It's Ed Phillips here as we beam into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. Lovely to be joined by my team of experts. I don't include our panel up in that one. Sorry about that, Riso. However, he's dying a million deaths. Sally Obermeida from Seven's Daily Edition. Hello to you.
Hello. We played it because we just wanted to make sure you guys were all awake.
Yes.
We were checking.
And also joined by our favourite pharmacist, Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Sally. We are up and about, Sally, every Sunday morning. We've been up jogging since 6, Ed.
Of course, making smoothies. You know how we are. We're a healthy bunch.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our team of experts, our number is 131873. We are here for you to take your calls. Today, going to cover a whole bunch of things, including your favourite A to Z of vitamins today. Joint support, something so important for everybody with sore knees, backs, aches and pains, and we don't get enough kind of rejuvenated cartilage in our knee joints, do we? You've got some ways to counter some of the pain that we all go through.
We're going to talk about glucosamine, Ed, just looking at some of the science behind glucosamine and what it actually does. So looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And June becomes Australian Bowel Cancer Awareness Month.
This is really important. Yeah. I think this was so important. I think I saw a stat yesterday saying it's the second highest killer.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of those things where it's kind of avoided. No one wants to talk. It's kind of one of those areas of the body. I mean, GQ, you would, I'm sure, agree. People are keen to talk about my sore neck and my sore back because that's kind of, but bowels, we don't really like to talk about it, but we have to.
Well, for those that are just enjoying their breakfast as they listen to us, it is important to look in the bowl.
Yeah.
And that can tell you a lot. But this morning, when we're talking about really bowel cancer and bowel health, and we're talking to Professor Les Bouquet, and he will, I'm sure, reinforce the fact that the test is simple. It's not hard to do. It's a bit yucky, but for heaven's sake, I mean, we've all changed nappies in our day.
Yep.
What's the difference?
And Sal, I say this looking at you with complete deference, it's one of the most treatable cancers there is when caught early.
Early, right. Yeah. And this is the thing with cancer, excuse me, early detection, and if there is, like in this scenario, a test with early detection, please do it because there are plenty of other cancers where we don't have that. So in this one, we do. So please do it.
Do you know when I was, I'm 51 now, and there was the big build up to turning 50 18 months ago, and I was all excited about it. And then I thought, oh God, I'm old. No, 50. Oh, and by the time I turned 50, I was like, God, this is horrendous. And then in the post comes my bowel cancer testing kit. And I thought, that just rubs it in. What is this cruel joke being sent to me by the government?
Did you do it, Ed?
Then I realised, what a fabulous thing. I mean, they're so proactive with this, sending this kit out to everyone. And therefore, their treatment rates are so successful. So it's something we all need to be aware of. And we'll highlight that when we chat with Professor Les Bouquet a little bit later on. Also, we're going to find out the difference between colds and flu. How's your mum flu going this week,
Sally? My mum flu is still alive and well. As you can hear by my slightly croaky voice, I apologise. I'm doing battle with it. It's always hard, I think, when you've got the flu and you can't fully rest, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's generally a thing. Very rarely do I see people now saying, I've got the flu, I'm taking the week off work.
Yes.
In fact, if you look around your offices and shopping centres and you know, like people are just coughing and spluttering and continuing about their business. It makes it hard to recover.
In fact, we probably don't know the exact differences between your everyday cold and the fully blown flu, do we? So we'll have a look at that a little later.
Yeah, we do. And we're going to particularly focus on cough, which is just something that really quite annoying and can hang around for weeks.
Let's grab some of your calls. 131873, by the way, all our callers today go in the draw for a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse near them. So give us a buzz. 131873, our experts are here to help you out. Aches and pains, some trouble with your prescriptions perhaps. Let's hear from you. Line one is Chris in French's Forest, first cab off the rank. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning to you. I've just come home from a total knee replacement, which extremely pleased with, but I'm on Indone for pain relief. Since I've come home, I've had the worst blinding headaches. I'm taking paracetamol as well.
Yes.
Would it be the Indone that's causing it?
Quite possibly, Chris, and it's certainly worth having a chat to the prescriber of the Indone.
I have a nurse who comes for 2 weeks every day, and she'll be
fine
today.
Well, please write a couple of questions down. Why might the endone be giving me a headache? What options do I have? And in the meantime, Chris, to hasten that recovery, please today get some arnica tablets. Get stuck into them, because arnica is magnificent for bruising, bleeding, swelling. And you can take the ones that dissolve in your mouth regularly, every couple of hours, right across today and tomorrow, to drive recovery. And it'll take the pressure off that pain as well.
Good luck. It's a big operation for the knee replacement. Do you rehab, of course? Sorry, I think you had a follow-up question. Let's grab Chris back.
Oh, yeah.
I was a bit hasty.
Do you think, with asking the nurse first,
yes,
could I come off the endone?
Yes, look, that's up to you, Chris. And it's a risk and benefit, isn't it? Your pain levels might increase, but the arnica is going to offset that. But if it's going to take headache away, that's great, because there's nothing worse. You've got enough on your plate with your knee without worrying about a headache as well.
Absolutely.
And keep hydrated, Chris. Very important. Drink plenty of water, please.
Thank you for your call. Robin, let's come to you in North Mead. Hello.
Oh, hi, everyone. Look, I've been suffering from a head cold, and it's become very mucousy, and I just need something. I've been taking vitamin C powder, olive leaf, saline, zinc. I just need something to break down the mucus. I'm just producing so much.
Mm-hmm. Mainly in your nasal passages, Robin, or in your chest as well?
Yes.
Both? Okay. Look, you mentioned the using saline, but there's different ones. You've got to use one that's strictly isotonic and that does not have a preservative in irrigation form, and it might be two or three or even more times across the day. It's the best way to make thick phlegm thinner to allow you to get it away. So we don't dry it up, we actually drain it away. And we're going to be talking later on with an expert about ivy leaf extract, and that's magnificent for stopping any coughs, particularly those involving in mucus. So stay on and just refocus, keep doing what you're doing, but look at the saline. Make sure it says strictly isotonic, and if it's got a preservative in it, get one that does not have a preservative.
And Gerald and Sal, this might be a case where, you know, some of the things we cut out really help, like maybe a milky coffee. Milk's often associated with producing that.
Excuse me, says me as I also battle my head cold.
Well, because you're having a coffee there, Sal.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, mine's a long black. So, yeah, you know what? The jury's still out. Some people are firmly believers in that dairy products kind of aggravate and kind of enhance the mucus production. Other people believe that's completely wrong. So I think it's a case of kind of see your body, see what it does, see if it works for you. If you think, you know what, I might skip the milk and I might move to an almond milk or something like that and see how my body reacts, whereas other people go, zero difference for me. And continue. Don't you agree, GQ?
I think
the jury's still out.
Yes, I agree. And inhaling steam, Ed, very old-fashioned, but you can put a little drop of eucalyptus oil in and inhale the steam.
Yep.
Will do anything to make the congestion thinner.
Yeah.
I still do what my mum did for me, for my two boys. We put the Vicks on the chest at night.
Yes.
And they just love it. If it doesn't even work, I don't care, but they just love it.
And the bottom of the feet. Yeah.
Oh, is that true?
The bottom of the feet.
Oh, yes.
Because we breathe through our ankles? Or what?
No. We don't know how it works, Ed, but don't fob it off as one of these funny... Sally, can you just give him a slap because you're closer?
We don't know how it works, but we do it anyway. I mean, they were like that with acupuncture too, thousands of years ago, and that seemed to work still, didn't it?
Do you know the thing that rubbing chest rub on? It's the power of touch.
Yep.
Now, your kids would smile. They get into a relaxed frame of mind when they're ready to sleep. It's so important, and it's just something we think, old-fashioned. It works.
Let's grab Stephen, who's on the line in Greenvale. Good morning to you, Stephen.
G'day, guys. Oh, by the way, Gerald, that list of hypoallergenic fruit that you had on your website, that worked. I eliminated a few and my allergies improved overnight almost. So it was
good, Steve. That's good to hear.
Thank you.
What can we help you with this morning?
I've had this left side pressure point type nerve pain on the buttocks for a few months. And I wasn't sure if it was, you know, sleeping the wrong way one day and it never went away. But yesterday I did a bit of just exercise and stupid me didn't warm up properly and I think I aggravated it and I woke up today like, you know, someone's hit me with a truck and it's stiff and sore right down to the thigh and it's hard to sort of bend. What could I do? Like, I'm talking long term, not just for today. What could I do to improve that?
Look, stretching is the key here, Steve. So whether you see a physiotherapist or a myotherapist, I go to a myotherapist for the stretching, which is very important. From a pain perspective, though, and get moving today. Start with a shower. Go and do some stretching. If you're a swimmer, go for a swim today, inside, of course. If it's biting nerve pain, you can use lipoic acid. Yeah, that's a nutrient for nerve pain, Steve, but it sounds like you've got pressure somewhere along your spine, your lower spine, down in the sciatic area. So stretching, and I take turmeric every day because my back stiffens up because I sit a fair bit. So there's a couple of options for you, but get on to some stretching, get some guidance, and you will be fine.
Thank you very much. Great to hear from you, Steven.
You're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher to spend at Chemist Warehouse, as are all our callers. And the website that Stephen mentioned, where you had that great list of anti-inflammatory options as well, is, of course, ours, houseofwellness.com.au. Let's take a little break. Coming back next, we're going to chat with the Professor Les Bouquet, who's going to tell us all about Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. That's next here on the House of Wellness.
And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to have your company right around the country. Just want to confirm we are the House of Wellness, beaming across into Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. Ed Phillips here, joined by Sally Overmater and Gerald Quigley as well. Guys, we'll take more of your calls in a sec. 131-873 is our number, wherever you're listening to us from. Need a little support to get through the day? Well, keeping a fit and active lifestyle as we get a little older is obviously beneficial, but it requires a little more attention, particularly with sports-related aches and pains. Well, the Wagner Supports range is Australian-owned and exclusive to Chemist Warehouse. It's made from neoprene material to allow your skin to breathe easier, resulting in all-round better comfort. Now, we all lose cartilage and muscle mass as we get older, which can cause stress on your joints. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. The full Wagner Supports range is made for everyday use for when continual wear and tear is leaving you sore. With easy-to-follow sizing charts and affordable, it's the range you can go to. Wagner Supports range could be the help you need today. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed. All right, our experts are here for your calls. We are coming to Diane, who's in Oak Park, Victoria, this morning. Hello to you, Diane.
Oh, good morning. Really happy to speak with you.
Thanks, Diane.
Look, recently, about 1.5 months ago, I had a hysterectomy and a few other repairs at the same time. It's been really hard getting over it. I've got a urine infection, which I've been taking Alprim for a few weeks to try and get rid of it.
Yes.
But one of the other side effects, my specialist and my local doctor said, it's irritated my hiatus hernia. And last night I was awake nearly all night with the pain. And they changed me from Somac onto Zantac. But I don't know what happened last night. All I had for dinner was some steamed vegetables and a little bit of fish. Been watching my diet very carefully.
Of course. Yeah.
And
so you're doing all the right things, Diane, and it's all going pear-shaped.
Yeah, it's so uncomfortable, but I was all right during the day yesterday.
Yes, but when so you lie down at night time, and that puts enormous pressure on your tummy and puts pressure on that hiatus hernia. Look, obviously the blend of the Somac and the Zantac is not quite doing the job. So whatever's happening, it's probably a good idea to have a chat. And I've got a couple of suggestions, Diane. You're taking the antibiotic. Could you please get today the probiotic called Saccharomyces?
Oh, I'll just write that down.
Yeah, okay. Think of saccharin and put myces on the end.
Saccharin.
Yeah, and because that's
the plural of mouses.
The protective, the protective probiotic, Diane. And that's important for the your urinary health. And then, ongoingly, take an extract of cranberry, and that'll fix that little side, because it's one's probably tickling up the other. For your hiatus hernia, if you could please put, before you eat, take some slippery elm powder. You can take that in capsule form or powder form. It's not it's not French gourmet flavour, so capsules are probably better. And that's going to protect the lining of your tummy and help settle the acid levels along with those two medications you're taking.
So I take the slippery elm capsules before I eat?
Yes, yes. And that's a protectant.
Just one or two?
Two, please.
Two. And could you just spell the probiotic.
Yes, yeah, sure.
But
yep.
Saccharin.
Saccharo.
Again.
Yeah. Well, actually, do you know what you can do? Summarise it with two letters. S for Sam, B for Betty. So
Sam, B for Betty.
And that's really quite big words. Saccharomyces boulardii, but the pharmacist will know what you're talking about.
They'll be all over it, Diane. Good luck with that one. Appreciate your call. 131873 is our number. Now, guys, we're into June. It is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month, as we mentioned. Surprisingly, though, Australia has one of the highest rates of bowel cancer in the world. This year, something like 17,000 Aussies are expected to be diagnosed with what is the second biggest cancer killer. About 4,000 people, by the way, will succumb to the disease. That's more than breast or prostate cancer, by the way. So we thought we should have a chat with Professor Les Bocquet, who's an internationally renowned specialist in bowel cancer at Sydney's Liverpool Hospital, and he's with us on the line. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. You can call me Les.
I shall do so. Professor Les, perhaps. We were chatting about, you know, it is one of the most eminently treatable forms of cancer going around, but then we have a little bit of discomfort sort of talking about it, which is a shame. I guess Gerald put it quite politely this morning. It's something where we just need to look in the bowl, you know your body best, and be a bit proactive about it. The government's certainly quite proactive in the screening and treatment of bowel cancer, isn't it? It's quite incredible.
So bowel cancer is very common in Australia. It's common in New Zealand as well. It's common in the Western world. And interestingly enough, it's common in developing countries like China, for example, Japan, where bowel cancer was not very common. It's now becoming very common. But the main message about bowel cancer is that it is curable. It's one of the very few cancers that you can say, I've had an operation and I'm cured. Mm-hmm. So it's important for your listeners to take that. And importantly, the reason why it can be cured is if it's caught early. In other words, if it's diagnosed early. And the government, and certainly the New South Wales Health Ministry, is putting a lot of effort into not only the poo test, but which is not a nice thing to talk about on Sunday morning, but it is a nice thing because it can prevent cancer.
Yeah.
Sure.
It can catch cancer at a very early stage. And the New South Wales Health Ministry is putting a lot of effort into public awareness and funding research into this very, very common cancer. So all the ducks are aligned. There are programs like yours that are saying, hey, wake up to it. Bowel cancer can be diagnosed early and can be cured. The New South Wales Ministry is pouring money and effort into it. The federal government is pouring money into it. So I think we're very lucky in this country in that all the ducks are aligned to diagnose bowel cancer early and to cure it. So that's good.
Les, can I ask you, Gerald said earlier, you know, one of the things you need to do is look in the bowl. What would you look for without kind of turning people off their breakfast? But like if you know, like for the uninitiated, what would someone look for?
Well, I mean, you can look in the bowl for a change in your bowel habits. You can look in the bowl for blood. But more importantly, you can do the poo test, which is very sensitive in picking up blood. Now, that doesn't mean that every time you do the poo test and it's positive that there's cancer, it means that there's blood in the poo. And then you go on to do a colonoscopy, which is a camera test that allows the doctor to have a look inside the bowel. And that will pick up a certain proportion of polyps and cancer. But the vast majority of so-called positive poo tests or FOBT tests do not indicate cancer. They just indicate that there's blood in the poo.
Liz, that's great news. And one of the most frustrating things from a community pharmacist perspective is this just complete laissez-faire attitude that many men especially say, do you know what, I'm just too busy. Thank you for the free test, but I'm too busy to do it. Bearing in mind it takes, what, a minute to do, how can we make the whole educational thing a little more appealing to those who say, I'm okay, Jack, nothing to worry about?
Well, the appealing thing is that bowel cancer can be cured.
Sure.
And the appealing thing is that it's common.
Yes.
And the appealing thing is, why wouldn't we as Australians want to live longer? Why wouldn't we want to benefit of our beautiful country?
Yes.
So, and it's such a simple test. It's not invasive. It's simply looking at poo. And, you know, I know it's Sunday morning, but poo is a very good thing to look into. It is the cutting edge of research at the moment.
Yes.
And the bugs in poo, the microbiome,
yes,
is the cutting edge of research. So I think we as a country should be pro-poo.
Yes, well, there you go. That's today's message from our program.
This is a pro-poo country.
Professor, tell us about some of the latest and innovative treatments available as well.
Well, let me start off by saying that one of the innovative treatments is an understanding that well-being is very important. And at Liverpool Hospital, we have a well-being centre, part of our cancer centre, and it's being run by psycho-oncologists, in particular Professor Gerges and Professor Jeff Delaney. So treating cancer is not just treating the cancer, it's treating the entire person,
sure,
and their family. And so having a wellness center is very important. In terms of the treatment of bowel cancer, the best thing is early detection. And so the poo test is so important because if cancer is treated surgically at an early stage, the cure rate is almost 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that message is very, very important. The treatment of bowel cancer used to involve large scars and big cuts and long stays in hospital, but minimally invasive or keyhole surgery has changed that completely. And Liverpool Hospital and Southwestern Sydney in particular leads the field in that area of research.
Mm-hmm.
We've also looking at new techniques that could result in scarless operations, natural orifice operations. And one of our surgeons at Liverpool Hospital truly is a world-leading surgeon in that field.
Wow.
We're looking at robotics. Now, we're one of the very few public hospitals that has a robot. Most robots are in private hospitals. We have a robot at Liverpool Hospital, and we're conducting research and training to identify what is the place of robotics in surgery, and indeed, what is the place of robotics and automation in health. So this is a very important piece of work. The other pieces that we are involved in is in advanced endoscopic techniques. Now, many, many cancers can be treated without surgery through the colonoscope, through the camera that is inserted. And at Liverpool Hospital in particular, we've got a team of advanced gastroenterologists and surgeons that use very, very advanced techniques of removing the cancer from inside without necessarily, or the polyps in particular, from inside without necessarily having to have any surgery. And that is very advanced work.
Amazing. Cutting-edge breakthroughs you guys are running with your team, and indeed that just spills out across the rest of the country, which is fantastic. Professor, we appreciate your time this morning. As we mentioned, Bowel Cancer Awareness Month through the month of June. Once you're 50, you receive a lovely kit from the government. Don't discard it. Mm-hmm. Don't treat it as an insult.
No, it's a friend.
Test and stay on top of that. And it's something you conduct again every sort of couple of years. Is that right, Professor?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Appreciate your time this morning. Nice to speak to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for being with us here on The House of Wellness. More coming up in just a sec.
This is The House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, did you know that honey isn't the only thing that bees make? Bees also produce a compound from the sap of some common trees. When they combine the sap with their own discharges and beeswax, they create this sticky, greenish-brown product used as a coating to build their hives. And this is called propolis. Its beneficial flavonoids may help provide antioxidant protection to the body and may support the body's immune function. So it's no wonder there's a real buzz about the multiple benefits of propolis. Right now, Healthy Care Propolis 200 caps are just $14.29 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Our website is houseofwellness.com.au. Our experts are at your fingertips, a phone call away or online as well. We have Sally Obermater standing by, along with medical herbalist and pharmalist Gerald Quigley for your calls. Ava, we're coming to you in Geelong. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Ava.
Look, I've just realised yesterday we were having a conversation. I had a couple of friends here that I haven't had to shave my legs. I know it's a personal question. For about 13 years since I had my child.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very strange, being a European lady.
Mm-hmm.
I find it strange why all of a sudden my hair stopped growing on my legs.
And what about the hair on your scalp, Ava? Is that pretty good?
Yes, I shaved my head for cancer in, March, and it's grown back already.
Well, look, think of the money you're saving by not having to buy depilatories, Ava. And it will be hormonal, won't it, Sal? Do you think,
yes,
you know,
I do.
You've been through,
yeah,
you know, hormones in your body, particularly after childbirth, through pregnancy and particularly afterwards, they take quite a while to re-establish. And it's surprising yours happened as yet. Now, you can drive that with some silica if you wish, Ava. Okay. You can take some silica, but then you've got to spend money on the depilatories, I suppose.
That's right. That's right. You get it to grow at one point and then you spend money in taking it off on the other. So maybe just be happy.
Yeah. But if you're, Ava, if you're really well and your health generally is okay, look, perhaps leave that just as a topic for conversation for Saturday afternoons with your friends.
Thank you for your call, Ava.
Thank you, Ava.
You're in the draw for our $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher as well. Now, stats show adults can get up to 4 colds per year. Sal, you're on cold number one.
That's right.
Children are even at a greater risk, guys. They can get as many as 10 colds within a 12-month period. So cold symptoms may migrate to the bronchi, causing coughing, uncomfortable breathing symptoms and mucus congestion, amongst a whole host of other troubles too. Lisa Lewis is with us. She's a clinical educator with SOHO Flawless International and on the line. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning, Ed, Gerald, Sally.
Battling my littlies, 7 and 10 years old, with nasty chesty coughs this week. Why is it such a problem?
Look, I hear you, Ed. I've got kids myself. And look, the problem is that chesty mucus that's on their chest that they can hear coughing up, sometimes that's really hard to move, and then it affects their sleep. They don't sleep so well, and they're just miserable.
It's one of those things, isn't it, the cough, where once you get it, it just lingers and lingers. What are some practical tips that you'd suggest, Lisa, to, I guess, help ease that cough?
Well, there's a couple of simple things that you could do sort of straight away. Look, I'm a great believer in sleep. The more sleep you can get, the more your body can help sort of work on fixing that. And then also at the same time, make sure you're getting plenty of water to help sort of thin that mucus. The more water you have, the thinner the mucus is going to get. And another sort of simple thing, which may be a little bit tricky with the kids, but certainly for yourself as an adult, look, a hot shower, you know, just that steam, getting that steam moving all through your nostrils and so forth and into your chest can really help. So there's some simple things, but maybe not always great for the kids.
Lisa, can I talk to you about, and we talked poo earlier, and we're talking now phlegm now, but these are excretory types of things, and mucus, sure, in a way is good because it actually is getting rid of stuff that shouldn't be in there. But can I talk to you briefly about heterohelix? Now, heterohelix is a herb that's been around, as you know, and I've always been fascinated by that since I visited Bonn University in Cologne years ago, and what with the research there. Why is it different than just the standard cough mixtures if we're trying to get rid of congestion? What does it do?
Well, heterohelix is an ivy leaf. Some of our consumers may know it as ivy leaf. And there's a couple of, there's one in particular that a lot of research has been done to actually show that it works. So that's EA575. Mm-hmm. And the EA575, they've got clinical research to show that it works in a couple of ways to really help move that mucus. First, it thins out, a bit like we're talking about with the water. It thins out the mucus, which then makes it easier to cough up. It then also works as helping you to cough more productively.
Sure.
Less frequently, but more effectively. And then finally, at the same time, it's also opening up the airway. So it's easier for you to breathe, which is really difficult when you've got a cough. So the EA575, which is an ivy leaf extract, as you mentioned, has got some clinical research to really back how it's working and what it's doing to help you relieve your cough.
Lisa, great.
So we're saying that, sorry, very briefly, are we saying that all ivy leaves aren't the same? You've got to get the one that the research has been done on.
Yes, look, as a mum, if I'm going to be giving something to my kids, I want to know that it's going to be working. And the EA575 is backed by clinical research, so
great.
I know that it's going to do what it says on the box.
Terrific.
We've covered a lot today, poo and mucus. I will stress that Sally is going to cook us up the most delicious, nutritious to delicious meal in a little while.
I feel like we need some light at the end of the Flemmy Pooey Tunnel.
Thank you.
And leek pie coming up. Lisa, thank you. As we've heard, one thing that can really ruin your day is a nasty cough. It makes it difficult to do your job, to do anything really. And that's where Prospan can make life easier. The world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. Prospan's triple action formula relieves coughs and helps ease chest congestion due to a cold. So don't let a cough get in the way. Use Prospan for trusted chesty cough relief, not to be given to kids under 2 years without medical advice. Always read the label and use only as directed. If symptoms or coughing persist, consult your healthcare professional.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
You can make every step of the day feel as comfortable as walking on a gel cloud. Give your high heels or formal shoes that sneaker feel with the new Gel Active insoles from Scholl. Scholl Gel Active insoles are ultra thin. They come in four different shapes to perfectly fit even the most slender of shoes. They stay firmly in place and have built-in arch support as well. You can enjoy a clear, non-slip design for a discreet fit. Scholl Gel Active insoles have been designed in consultation with foot care specialists. New Gel Active insoles from Scholl, they make your last steps feel as good as the first ones. Available at Chemist Warehouse, and they're just $17.99. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Waiting patiently on the line from around the country, we have our panel of experts here to help you out. Barbara, we're coming to you in Canley Vale. Hello to you.
Oh, good morning. How are you? And thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, Barbara. How can we help you?
Look, a few weeks ago, you were talking, someone rang up about their hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned a tablet or a capsule, and you rattled off a number with it.
Yes, I did. I'm accused of doing that, Barbara, often. look, here it is. It's called. It's not for hearing so much, Barbara. It was for a person who was ringing with noise in the ears, with tinnitus.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah, and it's EGB, E for Egg, G for Gerald, B for Betty, 761. That's the extract.
Yep.
And you take one of those a morning, and there's a lot of research showing it does help.
And is it over-the-counter job?
Yes, over-the-counter, over-the-counter tablet. Yes, your pharmacist will have it.
EGB 761. Sorted. Les, let's come to you and Bacchus Marsh. Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Gerald first?
Well, sure, Les, I'm listening. How can we help?
This morning I woke up with another attack of that vertigo I get every now and then.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And in the last 6 weeks I was with my cardiologist and he changed one of my blood-pinning tablets to I'm now on a one called
Xarelto. Yeah.
Xarelto.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, can I still take my Stemisil tablet?
Yes, yes, you can. You can, Liz. And you might just, and please start enjoying some ginger products as well, because ginger in any way, shape or form is good for vertigo, good for the nausea that sometimes comes with it
what
as well.
What type of product will I get? Because I live by myself, you know.
With ginger. Ginger chocolates, ginger beer, ginger crystals, whatever you want. And
I've seen ginger in little bottles of, like, chopped ginger and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, fine, yes. Put it in your cooking, Les, as well. But if that vertigo continues, have a word to your doctor.
Yeah. Right.
Good luck, Les. Thank you so much. The calendar won't lie, guys. We are 3 days into winter. Mm. And I'm in denial about it. However, we need a beautiful winter warming dish from you.
Winter is good because it's like, you know what? You can put the salad away. It's time for a pie. Pie time, right? And I think let's just embrace winter for what it is. So today I've got a chicken and leek pie.
Right.
And you know I'm all about a shortcut. So I think just make life easier for yourself. Rather than you're going to be making the pie, so you know what? Get a store-bought barbecue chicken and just shred that chicken and you'll use that inside the pie just to kind of you want to get into the kitchen and get out as quick as you can. Yeah. No one has 2 hours anymore to kind of do everything from scratch. So what you do is in a fry pan, a little bit of butter, you want to add up some leeks, some celery, let it soften a little bit, add a little bit of flour and some chicken stock and just wait for that mixture to kind of thicken a little bit. Then you'll add in some mushrooms. You'll add your shredded chicken. So you've bought a store-bought chicken, shred it all up, put that in there, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, some seasonings. Parsley's always, I think, quite nice.
Mm.
And then into a pie dish, you'll put some phyllo pastry, or if you prefer puff pastry, you can do that. But I think a phyllo pastry is really nice. It's flaky and soft and kind of buttery.
Yeah.
Put that into a pie dish, fill all your chicken mixture in, put some more pastry sheets over the top, brush it with a beaten egg and into the oven for about 45 minutes, and there you go. And the whole recipe, I think, from beginning to end, will take you probably in prep time, 15 to 20 minutes.
Yep.
Good.
45 in the oven.
7 minutes to eat.
Oh,
sensational.
Very quick. And beautiful for leftovers.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'm leading a movement that pies should be summer food too.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Nice to get the leeks into the action too.
It's
They're such a great healthy veg.
It's a yummy. And if you're doing this for the kids and you're thinking, you know what, I want to sneak some more veg in, add a little bit of carrot. You could probably put a little bit of zucchini. You can chop up a little bit of broccoli if you're trying to, you know, up the veggie intake.
Check that out on our website, houseofwellness.com.au. All the great recipes are there. Tips too, if you'd like to ask Gerald anything as well, there's an Ask tab, and there's also the ways to listen to our radio show, beaming live through the internet right around the country as well, and all the TV highlights. We'll tell you about the House of Wellness episode coming up this Sunday from midday, today at noon, right after this quick break.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
We have loved having your company across the course of this last hour, right across the country here at the House of Wellness. Gerald is now with one of his selections from the A to Z of vitamins to ease some joint pain and sore knees and so on. What have you got, Gerald?
For Ed and Sally, I want to talk about glucosamine, which we think is rather new. It was first discovered in 1876, so it's been around for a while. Wow. So we're thinking here of building blocks for cartilage, cushioning, like a mattress, shock absorbers. So if you've got joints that you feel, and you can almost close your eyes and picture a bone on bone or just really no cushioning, glucosamine is the solution. It's a very simple and effective. There's not a lot of research to back it up, but it's used by so many people that say, I can't do without it, and when I stop taking it, my knees ache.
Isn't it interesting? We're talking today about the amazing breakthroughs, say, in bowel cancer treatment and so on. Yeah. We still can't make enough little cartilage cushioning for our joints.
No, not yet, right? Not yet.
Hard-working joints, yes. Yeah. Well, you can use things like oats, tripe, Sally's favourite thing, tripe, they help cartilage production as well. But glucosamine, ideal.
And would you take that glucosamine also with turmeric if you had inflammation issues? Could you do that together?
Yes, different. Turmeric's more for pain and inflammation. Glucosamine, we're talking here about the structure of the joint.
Right.
A perfect combination, Sally.
Okay.
All righty. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy for healthy energy and vitality. You can try New Zealand's number one premium supplements, now available in Australia. TV show, The House of Wellness rolls out from midday today on Channel 7. We've got a very special house hero we're going to meet, and he happens to be your godson, Gerald Vara the Proud.
Grandson, Ed, eldest grandson. Yeah, this is Alex, who is deaf, and he is just an amazing inspiration to the deaf community, particularly deaf kids who wonder what they might do as they get old. And I still remember at 12 months of age, Alex's dad saying, if you can play sport, he'll be okay. And look what's happened. He's just a champion swimmer.
Well, he is an incredible swimmer. Did he get into an Aussie team age 12?
Well, he's 15 now.
Yeah.
So he was Aussie a team at 12 and has represented Australia a couple of times. So well done, Alex.
All right, we'll meet him shortly. We'll also discuss with Dr. Alana Gantz.
Yes.
When your kids are sick enough that they should go and see a doctor, as parents we're always oscillating, should I open it? Do I want to wait and go on? And we'll have a look with our resident dietitian, Zoe Bingley-Pullen, at the contents of a typical Aussie family shopping spree. So each one of the family members will go out and do a shop and she'll come and check, see what they really come back with.
Oh, dear. It's going to be interesting.
Options. Who's going to be our voucher winner for $100 to spend at Chemist Warehouse?
Diane from Oak Park, you today, because you sounded so unhappy. You today are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations.
Well, we hope that makes you a little bit happier. Guys, have a happy Sunday. Lovely spending it with yourself.
So good to see you guys.
You too, GQ.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Ed. Bye.
See you next Sunday for more House of Wellness.